Nightmare at Noon by Stephen Vincent Benet. This Legamus recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. There are no trenches dug in the park, not yet. There are no soldiers falling out of the sky. It's a fine, clear day in the park. It is bright and hot. The trees are in full green, summer-heavy leaf. An airplane drones overhead, but no one's afraid. There's no reason to be afraid in a fine, big city that was not built for a war. There is time and time. There was time in Norway and time, and the thing fell. When they woke, they saw the planes with the black crosses. When they woke, they heard the guns rolling in the street. They could not believe at first. It was hard to believe. They had been friendly and thriving and inventive. They had had good arts, decent living, peace for years. Those were not enough, it seems. There were people there who wrote books and painted pictures, worked, came home tired, liked to be let alone. They made fun of the strut and the stamp and the strained salute. They made fun of the would-be Caesars who howl and foam. That was not enough, it seems. It was not enough. When they woke, they saw the planes with the black crosses. There is grass in the park. There are children on the long meadow, watched by some hot, peaceful nuns. Where the ducks are fed, there are black children and white, and the anxious teachers who keep counting them like chickens. It's quite a job to take so many school kids out to the park, but when they've eaten their picnic, they'll go home. And they could have better homes in a rich city. But they won't be sent to Kansas or Michigan at 24 hours' notice, dazed, bewildered, clutching their broken toys, hundreds on hundreds filling the blacked-out trains, just to keep them safe, just so they may live, not die. Just so there's one chance that they may not die, but live. That does not enter our thoughts. There is plenty of time. In Holland, one hears, some children were less lucky. It was hard to send them anywhere in Holland. It is a small country, you see. The thing happened quickly. The bombs from the sky are quite indifferent to children. The machine gunners do not distinguish. In Rotterdam, one quarter of the city was blown to bits. That included, naturally, ordinary buildings with the usual furnishings, such as cats and children. It was an old, peaceful city, Rotterdam, clean, tidy, full of flowers. But that was not enough, it seems. It was not enough to keep all the children safe. It was ended in a week, and the freedom ended. There is no air raid siren yet in the park. All the glass still stands in the windows around the park. The man on the bench is reading a Yiddish paper. He will not be shot because of that, oddly enough. He will not even be beaten or imprisoned. Not yet. Not yet. You can be a Finn or a Dane and an American. You can be German or French and an American. Jew, bohunk, nigger, Mick, all the dirty names we call each other, and yet American. We've stuck to that quite a while. Go into Joe's Diner and try to tell the truckers you belong to a master race, and you'll get a laugh. What's that, brother? Double talk. I'm a stranger here myself, but it's a free country. It's a free country. Oh, yes, I know the faults and the other side. The lyncher's rope, the bought justice, the wasted land, the scale on the leaf, the borers in the corn, the finks with their clubs, the grey sky of relief, all the long shame of our hearts and the long disunion. I am merely remarking, as a country, we try. As a country, I think we try. They tried in Spain, but the tanks and the planes won out. They fought very well and long. They fought to be free, but it seems that was not enough. They did not have the equipment, so they lost. They tried in Finland. The resistance was shrewd, skillful, intelligent, waged by a free folk. That resistance is now ended. We are slow to wake, good-natured as a country. It is our fault and our virtue. We like to raise a man to the highest power and then throw bricks at him. We don't like war, and we like to speak our minds. We're used to speaking our minds. There are certain words, our own and others, we're used to. Words we've used, heard, had to recite, forgotten, rubbed shiny in the pocket, left home for keepsakes, inherited, stuck away in the back drawer, in the locked trunk, at the back of the quiet mind. Liberty, equality, fraternity. To none will we sell, refuse, or deny right or justice. We hold these truths to be self-evident. I am merely saying, what if these words pass? What if they pass and are gone and are no more, eviscerated, blotted out of the world? We're used to them, so used that we all forget the way you forget the looks of your own house, and yet you can walk around it in the darkness. You can't put a price on sunlight or the air. You can't put a price on these, so they must be easy. They were bought with belief and passion at great cost. They were bought with the bitter and anonymous blood of farmers, teachers, shoemakers, and fools who broke the old rule and the pride of kings. And some never saw the end, and many were weary, some doubtful, many confused. They were bought by the ragged boys at Falmy Mill, the yokels at Lexington with the long light guns and the dry New England faces, the iron barons writing a charter out for their own iron advantage, not the people, and yet the people got it into their hands and marked it with their own sweat. It took long to buy these words. It took a long time to buy them, and much pain. Thenceforward and forever free. Thenceforward and forever free. No man may be bound or fined or slain till he has been judged by his peers to form a more perfect union. The others have their words too, and strong words, strong as the tanks, explosive as the bombs. The state is all, worship the state. The leader is all, worship the leader. Strength is all, worship strength. Worship, bow down or die. I shall go back through the park to my safe house. This is not London or Paris. This is the high, bright city, the lucky place, the place that always had time. The boys in their shirt sleeves here, the big, flowering girls, the bicycle riders, the kids with the model planes, the lovers who lie on the grass, uncaring of eyes, as if they lay on an island out of time. The tough kids, squirting the water at the fountain, whistled at by the cop. The dopes who write, "Jimmy's a dope," on the tunnel walls. These are all quite safe, and nothing will happen to them. Nothing will happen, of course. Go tell Frank the Yanks aren't coming in Union Square. Go tell the new broker's story about the president, whatever it is. That's going to help a lot. There's time to drink your highball, plenty of time. Go tell fire it only burns in another country. Go tell the bombers this is the wrong address. The hurricane to pass on the other side. Go tell the earthquake it must not shake the ground. The bell has rung in the night and the air quakes with it. I shall not sleep tonight when I hear the plane. End of Nightmare at Noon.